You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
So good.
This is a dedication to Enzo. The love between Enzo and Damon. Treat him like
love
a stranger,
Enzo.
Damon.
Yeah,
I didn't have to turn off my emotions.
I liked Enzo in this episode.
I like him in every episode. I'm gonna flip my switch because he's gone.
Oh,
I like that.
That's sweet that you think that you haven't already done it.
But
do you know me so well?
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Vampire Diaries Man on Fire.
Woo! Oh, we should open with that.
But it was a girl on fire, and I was like, who could we refer that to? So I felt like... I'm joined in studio by my lovely co-hosts, Roxy Stryer.
Hello!
Megan Medic.
Woo! Hey!
Well, shout out to Megan last week. You held the fort down on your own.
You guys... I just want to thank you so much for showing me so much unbelievable love last week when I held down the fort all by myself in Vampire Diaries.
Impressive.
Like, great tweets of encouragement, great YouTube comments. Like, you guys made me feel really good in a semi-awkward situation chatting to myself. But I was chatting with you guys, which made it awesome. So thank you at Green Thunder on Twitter and at Jan Van S. You guys, two tweets that I'm going to give shout-outs for. Thank you.
Yes, for the love.
Shout out for you.
That's like really impressive though, because I've had to do shows by myself before and they go maybe 5 minutes and yours went almost 40. So I don't know whether to be afraid that you can talk to yourself for that long or impressed, you know?
I think it's a nice combo of both.
Oh, yeah.
So just
and you have a good show
diaries.
To kind of talk about. Lots of meat. And last week was Paul Wesley's directorial debut.
Yeah, and he crushed it.
He's awesome.
It was a weird-ass episode, but that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about
Man on Fire. All right. So we started the episode off, Steph and Elena, Bonnie's worried she's going to die if the other side goes. What were you guys thinking about this? How are you guys feeling about this situation?
Well, first and foremost, Professor Salvatore. Oh, yeah. Like, tutor me anytime. I love that. Like, I just think that the second they had that connection last episode where they said the I love you, I'll always love you, I'll always love you too moment, now the friendship is really going to be there. Because they've always said, like, we'll always be friends, we'll be friends, but you haven't really seen that friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're seeing the friendship, and I liked that. And then Bonnie comes in, and I didn't even think about it that, you know, if the other side's gone, where's Bonnie going to go? So... when that came up, I was like,
That's exactly what I was going to say. Most of the things that happen on this show, at least if I'm making predictions, it might be wrong, but I'll think that could happen or that won't happen. This was something that didn't even cross my mind that Bonnie was going to die if the other side went. You know, it's weird. I just wasn't thinking about it like that because she's only half that way. So maybe only half her dies. Like, I don't really know what would happen to her. Does she get sucked away like Catherine did from this fortress? Or what is she going to do? You know, where do these people all go? And when we see that happen to Vicky and she gets the suck too, I'm scared that everybody's going to start getting sucked. And not a good way, kind of suck, you know?
I don't want Bonnie to get sucked.
The bad kind of way.
I mean... it's an interesting plot to put out there. I'm just kind of like, here we go again.
I know.
With Bonnie's life. Is Bonnie going to die? Like, I'm just like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, just kill Bonnie now.
I know.
Like, just get rid of her because you guys clearly don't know what you want from her. We're always, like, threatening her life. She lost her powers.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, like, just this witch that has just had her balls cut off.
In all fairness, I completely agree, and it really is so freaking annoying because she's here, she's gone, she has power, she doesn't, she's on this side, she's not. But at the same time, I don't know if it's the show's fault completely because we know that Graham, she said she wanted to go and leave for her career and be a singer. Mm-hmm. And so she was like kind of put me on retainer for a little bit. So I think they're trying to work with her. And I think that she doesn't know where her career is going and what she's going to do. And now they don't know what to do with her. So they're always trying to be like, they don't want to just throw it in last second like she died, you know? So they just kind of want to, like, prepare us. She could always leave.
All right. Yeah. Well, Kat, I mean, we've had enough seasons of this. It's, like, really, no shade, but, like, really what's more popping in your career than this? Like,
I know.
There's only going to be so many seasons of The Vampire Diaries. You can have a singing career after that.
Like, look at Lucy Hale.
Yep.
Like, her new country song is a hit. I'm a big country fan. Like, girl's killing it.
Stagecoach, have fun.
And everyone in the country music world's, like, welcoming her in. At least me.
But do you think she should have, it was because she should have, you know, stick to your show, build, keep that fan base happy, and maybe they'll come with you after?
Or? Yeah. I've kind of always gotten that vibe from Kat and the character Bonnie. After season one, I didn't know how invested she was, like, in the show and how invested the character Bonnie was. I think that she started out as that huge character, and then Caroline kind of took in that main supporting role.
Right, and it wasn't supposed to be like that, but everybody was just so in love with Caroline, and Bonnie took me a little longer to like. I still have my issues with Bonnie, to be honest.
Well, so there is tea and drama we've talked about here in the past, but I want to say, like, end of season one, season two, we had someone who was working on the set of Vampire Diaries, and they said that there was a lot of drama between Bonnie, Kat Graham and producers of the show. And so the first time Bonnie had kind of had the death sentence on her, it was because kind of just to scare her, like, we can get rid of your character.
Yeah, you're not Elena.
Right. Basically.
Yeah.
And so I think now the kind of longevity of that is, all right, well, Caroline will take your spot as the best friend then. So it's interesting. But I think too many people, you can't get rid of Bonnie.
I don't know.
I think it's interesting they're bringing Liz into it because now we have that witch power, that witch.
Because what does Bonnie? Yeah,
Bonnie. Now Bonnie's kind of nothing
other than being in pain all the time. Like I'm also starting getting sick of Bonnie. Like all these people passing through. Yeah. I'm like, I know you're in so much pain. I can't help
She's
you.
She's
like,
gotten better. It was really dramatic right off the bat with people crossing over. But
and I'm not there where I'm like, I want her off the show. That's not how I feel. Mm-hmm. I just am starting to be like, I don't take you seriously.
It's just the, like, WTF, this plot line's coming up again. Is Bonnie going to die?
Right.
Well, that, and also now I'm thinking about it, it's like, why are we always teasing with these people's lives? Like, it's like one of the main character dies one week and then, oh, I had a ring this time. Oh, Bonnie brought him back. Or it's like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're always playing with this death thing, and it's just kind of like we've already done that.
I know. And last week we even see Cole, which actually was kind of cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool, cute, hot, sexy Cole.
Hey, Cole.
So hi, Cole. Elena and Stefan are talking. Enzo shows up.
Talk about sexy.
Talk about Maggie.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a bizarre choice to go in the storyline too, because we've been hearing about this damn Maggie girl for a really long time now, and this is his lifeline. And I've also grown to really like Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
And now, not only is Maggie dead, but Cole's, but Enzo's dead.
You know, this is exactly how I felt when they introduced Tom. I thought that we were going to get a great new character, and it was teased for a while, and I was so excited. And the second we get him, he's dead. And that's what happened with Maggie. And I saw, you know, the previews for this week. I was like, yes, Maggie, like, is coming. And then
she went and won.
And then it's like, done.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. Here I go again. But I just restarted watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And it interests me in the writing of the stories, because I feel like with Joss Whedon, when he writes the episodes, it's focused on, okay, let's take a life lesson, turn it into, you know, a story and make it work with what we're telling in the season. With this show, I'm now, I don't know, like, I just am kind of, I think I'm getting tired of it because it's, everything starts being repetitive. It's like the same things are happening to them. The same love triangles are going on with them. You know, we get Enzo, and it's just like, this whole, is it good, is it bad? And what are we talking about on the originals this week? Julie Plec, what she does is she gives you a character, and it's kind of becoming really obvious now. She gives you a character and will build them up a little bit just to kill them so we feel the emotion of, mm-hmm. oh my God, Cole's dead, or oh mm-hmm. my God, you know, this person's dead. And it's kind of becoming predictable, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Right, because it does happen so often. And again, like, I'm not even really convinced that Catherine's fully dead or that Bonnie would be fully dead because
you can't,
since there's all these other worlds. Like, I know we only have the other side, but then there seems to be, like, many other sides.
I think there's another element, there's another place that we don't know about yet.
Yep.
It would, when we saw Catherine get sucked like that and she couldn't
get across, and then Vicky, like that.
The same suckage happened to Vicky. So, I don't know. There might be some other...
And they're like, do less.
Yeah.
Don't suck so hard.
And then they're like,
we gotta find out where people are getting sucked to.
Yeah, where are these people? Where are they going?
Probably with socks from the laundry machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, like, I have like 400 there.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, 401. If it was an even number, it'd be different.
Yeah.
We got a couple flashbacks. Let me see.
Yes.
Enzo. And it was kind of really charming to see his...
Why are you like, yes?
Because I wrote in my notes, yes, a flashback, exclamation mark. I love the flashbacks.
Okay.
I normally don't, but I loved this one. Okay. I liked...
But why do we want to see it when we know Maggie's already dead?
Because the whole point was to kind of really get to know why he was going to be so vengeful against Damon at the end.
I felt like we already knew he loved Maggie and knew Maggie was his lifeline and knew he was searching for Maggie. None of these flashbacks really did anything for me.
But, okay. Let's break it down. And I don't. For me, I feel like the point of Enzo and Maggie's love was to build the story that we invest ourselves in.
Right, which I did.
Because we are invested in Enzo, right?
At this point, totally.
We have all been invested. All right, so... Here we go. We're going to create this love story, and we're going to push it, and we're loving the story, and who's Maggie? Is she going to be alive? Is she going to be dead? And yeah, it's this tragic story, but at the end, it was such an intense story to us as viewers, because we were invested in Enzo, that now the rift between Damon and Stefan, to me, I thought it was dumb. Because that's what I've been thinking about this whole time. I'm like, your whole plan was to pit Stefan against Damon? Like... I don't know. To me, if I was Stefan, I would have been like, he tried to... I would have told the truth. He tried to kill me.
Yeah.
Literally. And he had his hand... He was going to kill me.
Absolutely.
You know, so I was sitting there thinking, like, why did they take this route? Because it didn't make sense to me. It didn't seem like the obvious route. But I'm starting to think, looking at these kind of typical...
This is just Julie's things, thing?
Yeah, like, we're going to build this plot line up and really get into the story, so now you really know why these brothers have been fighting for so long. And tonight was also the first night that I felt like I see Stefan and Damon turning into the originals. I see it kind of like, we've been fighting for years, and kind
like
of Elena coming back
Klaus
into
and Elijah.
Like, yeah. I don't know, it's kind of...
Well, I think that Enzo has... a bigger plan. You know, I think that he premeditated it and thought it through, you know, before the second he found out Maggie died and before he went to go get Stefan and mm-hmm. accuse him of this. He's, you know, we know him and we love him, but he has been a little on the quiet side. You know, he has his little quirks and one-liners and we know he loves Maggie, but this was the only episode that we've seen where he's actually revealed a ton mm-hmm. about himself and shown like real revenge in someone's honor instead of for himself. So I think that the whole pin the brothers against each other thing was just kind of like a cop out for his bigger plan, whatever it is, because he had proved at the end of the episode that he was back for vengeance, and this was just the beginning. Right. So I think that he has concocted something in his mind.
So you think this has been a plan for...
I think when he found out that Maggie was actually dead, he was like, how am I gonna avenge her?
I think that it was post-turning off humanity switch that he decided to pin the brothers against each other. I don't think that was the plan beforehand.
Yeah, because I think Elena was the plan. Like,
right.
You killed my girl, I'm going to kill your girl.
Right.
At first.
Exactly. Because
that's why he grabbed Elena.
Exactly. I just, again, we just found out so early on in the episode that Maggie was dead. Maybe if we hadn't known and he was interrogating, being like, where is she? Like, I know that you were around here this time, and I hear that she was here. Like, there's a picture of her at the outside of this place. You know what I mean? Then I would have been more invested in it. But we knew she was dead, so I was like, I know she's dead.
But Maggie, at the same time, like we hear at the end, how important Maggie was, because, you know, what Maggie did for Enzo, Enzo was able to do for Damon. And I think that's kind of, yeah, you know, it sucked that we had to go through all that story to really know where Damon stood with Stefan, you know, and how he looked at Enzo like, you should really be thanking Enzo, because without Enzo, the man you just killed, we wouldn't even be here like this.
Yeah, but I just would have loved to have Maggie be alive and have Enzo go look for her and find her. And then something happened where they get torn apart. Like, I wanted to see them in 2014, not in 1960.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that Enzo's been through so much and has been so strong and such an unreal survivor. Like, even
when
he first popped up, we're like, you survived the fire? Like, you survived this and that? And for him to go out
and then
like,
to forgive him, like to that, forgive Damon.
Yeah, but for him to just, like, go out like that, there has to be a bigger plan. There's no way he's just going to be like, well, let me make Stefan rip my heart out because I'm ready. Like, hell no. There's a there's a bigger picture here. Well, I'm hoping.
Do you think Stefan would have killed him?
No.
It's Stefan.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, literally, the guy pushed him back.
Yeah.
I think because I felt like Stefan was looking at the thing, like, wanting the light. The lighter, like, to come up with a different plan. Like, I got to get this light out, then he can't light the fire, and then we can, okay. I don't know.
Why didn't he just blow it out? Yeah. I never get when people on shows do. He's like, it's right by his face.
It's like when the killer comes in the house and people run upstairs where there's no exit. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Go out the back.
Nervous tendencies, right?
Yeah, just ridiculous. All right, well, Enzo.
I think I'm just bummed that he's gone. I know at least we still have him on the other side, but how long do we have the other side for?
Mm-hmm. Damon goes, when Enzo called Damon or whatever, Damon goes, Enzo, you have your murder voice on.
Yeah.
Thought that was really funny.
How did you guys feel about Damon... apology to Enzo? Well, I mean, it wasn't really it was like kind of an apology, but then kind of like, I feel
when he's talking about how he killed Maggie,
and I feel like, you know, it's hard with the flashbacks because it makes me feel like, what did Damon really say to him? Because I know we're watching the flashback, but is he explaining everything that we're watching in the flashback? Did he explain to him, you know, she was gonna kill me? Did
he
explain to him that, you know, she had the
Damon's not one to explain.
The crest, the Augustine crest.
Damon's,
you know?
Just not one to explain, so I don't think he sat him down and was like, listen to what happened. I think he just said exactly what we heard him say, which is unfortunate because had he said something else, I don't think Enzo would have flipped his switch, and I don't think Enzo would have had to die.
Well, I also think that Maggie is kind of an idiot. I mean, she said that she had been studying Damon and trying to find him for however long. You don't like sneak attack him like this. This isn't a sneak attack on a vampire. Like, get him. Maggie.
I think that Maggie probably knew she was going to end up dying from that, but didn't care because Enzo was gone. So she was like, maybe I can just get him with
this.
But
how did she remember?
Oh my!
Enzo?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, he compelled her
that,
and gave the thing back. Where in the storyline does it match up that she's now wants revenge?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking could happen. The way that you remember somebody is if you become a vampire, the vervain comes off of you. So we know she remembers. So maybe she's a vamp. So maybe somehow she was killed and...
That's a lot of maybes.
But how did Damon wouldn't have been able to just kill her so easily.
That might be true, but she could have been a newbie or whatever. She could have had it in her blood. She could have had whatever. I don't know exactly what it is, but can't just be a gaping hole.
I think that she was drinking vervain or something as well.
And but does that, like, get rid of past compulsions? I mean, it could be a witch. It could be... I mean, she was doing research on vampires. Like,
I think we have to see her again. I think that the show
Maggie?
Is... Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Maybe even if it's in a flashback of just her showing how she knew, whatever it is. I don't think she can be completely gone because, I mean, how can you be more gone than being headless? Maybe she becomes Sleepy Hollow.
Can't you, like?
I don't know. Mags. Crazy Mags.
Enzo had a quote. It said, if I hate you, then I have nothing, left.
I know. That made me so sad.
That was a good one.
He really has done everything for Damon.
He doesn't have anything else to do. And how rude of Sloane to trick Enzo into doing her dirty work and saying, I have information on where Maggie is, and for the information to be that headless picture.
Sloane, karma's a bitch, right? Because Sloane is now the headless one.
Right.
Well, bah, that was rude.
Wicked rude.
Yeah, wicked rude.
So Stefan and Enzo, you know, they got into that fight while Damon had ended up saving Elena. Enzo kills himself. What do you think went through Stefan's head right there? Kind of in that moment, thinking about going back to Damon, and, you know, what do you think was in his head that moment? And then what do you think was in his head at that last moment between him and Damon when he said, you know, it's because of Enzo?
Crap. Oh, crap.
Do you think he was thinking that at first when Enzo had pulled back and killed himself, or do you think?
Well, I think at first he was probably like, oh, it's okay, it's over. And then he was just like, oh, no, look what I've done. And that's why he asked Elena to cover. But mm-hmm. I thought at the end, when him and Damon were sitting there, I thought that Stefan was going to come out with the truth right then and there.
I did too.
I was like, well, they're typical
Stefan. Did that
Stefan,
disappoint
like,
you that he didn't?
Yeah, he's calling Damon right now. He is. You know, this is a classic Damon move. Thinking that you can kind of play God and figure out what other people should and should not know. Mm-hmm. I was really, really disappointed in Stefan.
I was surprised that he did
that. I'm surprised he did that. I'm surprised Elena went along with it. I'm surprised that Bonnie went along with it.
Like, yeah. No, that's so out of Stefan's character to try to deceive people like that. So that was very surprising to me. And these people are so secret incestual. Like, someone's going to slip and tell somebody else, mm-hmm. or someone's going to overhear. This is going to come out and create a bigger problem, and Stefan should know that.
And they never think of that. It's always kind of like, I'm not going to tell this person. Can we keep it a secret? It's like the same thing happening over and over again.
Also, another hole is Jeremy can see dead people. So isn't he going to find out?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen any in a long time, and they're
Bonnie's
crawling.
Like, it's probably some werewolf. Like, Jeremy's probably going to see him 2 minutes later and be like,
that's Enzo.
Yeah. I never saw Enzo as the werewolf.
Just, like, weird. And also, it's not like Jeremy and Damon are friends. Jeremy wouldn't go tell Damon, so Bonnie's mad at
Jeremy and Damon? Yeah.
They're having issues.
Well, true.
I don't think that he would go tell him, and I just think, like, Bonnie gets all mad at Jeremy for keeping secrets. Well, Bonnie, people in glass houses.
Well, mad props to Elena, though, because she actually, for once in her life, tried to defend herself and fight.
That's literally what I said to Jesse. I go, get up and do something. And then she literally got up and did something.
I was shocked. I'm like, wait, are those her hands around his neck? There's absolutely no way.
Okay. I was surprised.
Shocking.
But what did annoy me, I hate myself even before I say this, because I'm such a Delana, but it annoyed me that Stefan clearly saved her.
Woo!
Stefan blatantly saved her life. And not that Damon got the credit because he didn't tell who it was, but, like, the way that it was shot was, like, look at Damon saving her. Like, as he carries her away, baby still, like, he just showed up and found her and picked her up.
Right.
Like, I wrote, why the heck does Damon get to carry her home when Steph gets his ass kicked for her? This is all Damon's fault.
Okay, it's actually not Damon's fault, though.
He killed Maggie.
Actually.
Because Maggie was trying to kill him.
But then also Maggie was trying to kill him because he didn't save Enzo.
He didn't save Enzo because he would have burned in the fire.
That's fine, but it's still all because of Damon.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of the Augustines.
I mean, yeah, but you have to look at second in command. And that's Damon.
Damon.
Maybe it's because Stefan didn't find him.
You can keep on doing
that. Stefan didn't find him at the Augustines.
Tonight was a total Stelena episode.
It was so not. Are you kidding? First of all, guys, listen to this. After last week, I can't believe I wasn't here to talk to you about it because we find out that this whole thing is bull crap.
It's bull crap, but they're still obsessed.
It's bull crap about them being destined to be each other.
But is it really?
Made up. It was made up.
Is it? Or is it Marcos making it up?
It was really made up. It was made up.
You never know. Julie might throw in a loop.
And
just kidding. Marcos was lying the whole time. You guys have to get married or the world will
end. I don't think she'll do that.
But JK.
Just going back to going back to last week, though, I was so surprised that Damon didn't come running to Elena being like, you're not really destined. You're not really destined. So, like, that was growth on Damon's part.
Can we get the music again?
What's the music? Never had to
hurt me. Oh, whatever.
This is what Elena be singing to Damon.
I'm so over you guys being Stelena. It's like clearly not where we're going. So just get on my bandwagon.
Come on, Damon. Sing with me.
Come on, Damon.
Oh, my God. Is that Ian in studio? Ian Somerhalder.
That would be so cool. I get it. The whole fated to be together thing is made up. And that sucks. But you know what I thought about it? And it will make it even better for us Stelena people in the end when they end up together because we'll know it wasn't fate.
But
they
like, who is just Stelena? Boom. No one's Stelena. Boom. No one's
Do you want to see my Twitter feed?
Do you want to see mine?
Let's see it.
That's fine.
Actually, do have some people who are like Stelena.
Right.
I'm just going
to Stelena fans,
now.
We need to re.
I can't believe I just bragged on my Twitter feed. I swear it's not that impressive. Do you want.
Look at the thousands of people tweeting at me about Stelena.
Wait.
Like, five.
Okay, here's my thing about Stefan. The only thing I'm really, 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 really mad with Stefan about is that he texted Damon from Enzo's phone.
Yeah.
Now, if he didn't say anything, I don't know. I tried to chase him. Couldn't find him.
I just ripped his heart out.
Yeah. Like, you ripped his heart. Well, he didn't really rip it out. You killed Enzo. And then you took Enzo's phone, sent Damon a tweet.
They're
tweeting at each other.
Sent Damon's him a text.
right. what did you think was going to happen? Like, now you're lying. Like, at first, maybe you were scared because you killed Enzo and you didn't know how your brother was going to react. But now it's become manipulative, dirty.
Absolutely. And also, he must be confused because then he walked in and Elena was like, I killed him. And Elena was like, you killed him? And he's like, yeah. Like, you didn't.
Okay, Stefan, you've killed people before. This is an amateur hour.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
This is an amateur hour. And if you're going to be all deceptive about it, don't run and tell Elena.
Or you just do with your hand.
Elena. Big mouth.
Big mouth.
Like, Damon, I didn't want to tell you this, but...
But...
Don't be mad at Stefan.
Like, I really want you back.
We have to tell him, Stefan. He won't be mad at you. Yeah. Damon,
it's just going to come out. So, it's going to come out.
Of course it's going to come out. Stefan, you're dumb. Cape Horn it is.
Where is that place?
So, yeah, Damon wants to save Enzo, so we might be missing Damon for a while. Maybe he's going to go away to try and find Enzo, or...
Well...
I feel like Damon's going to be gone for a little bit.
I mean, is Ian filming other projects? Because otherwise, no.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen that quickly, but there will be a time. Whether we do watch the next five episodes, is he here till the end?
And then
when we get back next season, it's going to be like, I traveled Cape Horn and all of Africa, and I couldn't find Enzo.
Is that where Cape Horn is?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Wait, where's Cape Horn?
Well, Cape Town's in South Africa, but I don't know where Cape Horn is.
Who the hell is engineering this right now?
I'm going to do some Googling.
Engineers, stand up.
I'm kind of worried about looking that up, though. Cape Horn.
Oh, it's in South America.
Oh, okay, cool.
I want to go.
We them ignorant folk.
How y'all feel about Bonnie and Liz in that whole situation?
Liv. Yeah.
What is it, Liv or Liz?
It's Liv.
Liv, right, okay.
How
like
do you feel
the
club
about in
that?
Miami.
Just like that.
That's what I was referring
That's like
to.
Really what she is like, though. Sometimes she's a damn hot mess. Honestly.
She's more a Coachella type girl.
Yeah, probably. At least tonight, they kind of got onto a page together, you know? Like,
did they
it's
really?
Just been swinging a miss all over the place. At least they sat down face-to-face, and they talked about, like, the other side, and she gave her honest, good advice.
Who did? She's a bitch. You want man's dick, and you're going to sit here and tell me, you should, you know, girl, hey, girl, I love your bracelet.
That was not her trying to be a bitch.
What? You should just tell all your friends goodbye.
She did not say it like that. She was like, listen, honestly, like, Jeremy deserves a goodbye from you.
Yeah, aka say goodbye so I can Roxy, swoop in faster.
Yeah, like what Mean Girls 101. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah. This bitch just was working for the bad guy.
Yeah.
This is why I got burned so many times, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go do that. Let me go say bye. You're just looking out for me, right?
Hold up. In a relationship... You would listen to another woman tell you what to do to your man?
No, but I honestly, another witch tell me that my other side was going, I'd be like, you're probably right.
Another witch that has been having study sessions with your boyfriend and he don't even be going to school like that, so what the hell y'all studying?
And one who didn't care if Stefan or Elena died to help her coven.
Okay,
she's bad news. She's bad news.
It's not fair, but I'm just saying, the way she spoke, it was just like, oh, okay.
Okay. Who, Bonnie?
No.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Liv sat her down and was like, Bonnie, about the other side. And Bonnie's voice and excitement level, like, really showed how desperate she was. She was like, did you come up with an idea? Like, super excited. And I was like, chill out, Bon. But then she just was like, got her all excited. And she was like, you should just say goodbye to your friend.
Well, talk about somebody else deceiving somebody. Bonnie saying to Jeremy, like, oh, Liv has an idea for what we can do to fix this.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just really not that surprised about that. I predicted last week that I think Bonnie and Jeremy are going to break up. So
and he's going to be with Liv?
Yeah. No, I don't think he's going to be with Liv. He'll probably, like, hook up with her or something in, like, a moment of weakness.
He's done that cheating thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I keep wanting to happen, and I'm hoping it's going to happen because it's happening on the originals. Like, Davina from the originals, she feels like she doesn't have any magic. But when she really works at it, once you've been a witch and you know your magic...
Yeah, I want Bonnie to get her powers back.
Yeah, I'm like, and I'm almost like, are you trying hard enough?
Question,
like,
what if Bon became a vamp? Is that possible? Or is she just, because she's the anchor and she's half and half, is that...
I wonder if she does become a vampire as she's like...
But what if the other side goes and isn't all that's left of her maybe witch? So maybe she would get her... she would die? Like, why are we so certain she's going to die if the other side goes?
I'm just so sick of them. If this is another fake threat death for Bonnie, then I don't want it.
I'm
going to
kill her myself. Right. Just kidding. I'm not going to.
Let's switch topics, though.
Oh, my God. I know where we're going, and this is the weirdest thing. I need somebody to explain it to me. I don't understand.
Yeah, we have got to get there, though. We've got a lot to...
Yeah, I know.
Matt, Tyler, and Damon.
Yeah.
Damon wants the knife. Matt lost the knife, and they realized that Tyler was the last person with it.
Right.
Tyler is locked up in a basement, and he has a traveler inside
him. Wait, we need to stop, Julian. We need to stop and go back. I don't know if you discussed this with yourself last week and if you got to a conclusion, but did Tyler... Or did Tyler not stab himself with this knife last week to prove to Liv that he didn't have a traveler inside him?
Yes, but here's what happened. He went to go... He stabbed the sheriff, and he was at the car, and he stabbed himself, proved he didn't have a traveler in him.
And then after.
And then after, he stabbed the sheriff, and then remember, the sheriff was, like, getting all stabbed and crap, and then we saw him, he, like, looked up, and he was like, and someone was there, and someone grabbed him.
Oh, and it was the traveler.
Yeah, and it was Julian, who's now in his body. It was either Julian or,
I think it was Julian.
Okay. Yeah, it was Julian, because Julian's in his body now. So, remember, he was like, And so then that's when Tyler, like, woke up and was all not
right.
Tyler.
You wicked smart, girl. Yeah.
Wicked smart.
Good job talking to yourself through that.
I know.
Marcos and Sloan are there. We find out that 2,000 years ago, witches put a curse on the tribe, and they want to break this curse.
Again, Sloan, build her up to the killer.
Right. Sloan was going to be the guinea pig. Her neck was sliced. Sorry, girl. She becomes human, and Marcos kills her.
Okay. So... What we know for fact is that doppelganger blood can revert witches' spells. Right? That is legitimately all I know.
Oh, I also know that props to Tyler, I think he's a great actor because he's faked a lot of people being up in his body.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good when he was being all Julian. I could easily tell when he was Tyler watching and when it was Julian possessing his body. And then I was like, oh, yeah, Klaus was up in there once.
Yeah.
That's true.
And Caroline was up in there once. Just kidding.
And Roxy was up in there once in her dreams. Okay.
One time.
Oh, you know I have to make my comment of the episode every time.
So the doppelganger blood.
Yes.
Yes.
Where are we with this?
Well,
what are we thinking this is going to turn into?
What are they trying
witches,
to do?
So, since the witches created the doppelgangers to balance the universe, right. Their blood, when you drink it, can reverse
vampirism. What is it called?
Okay. Let's go a little further. The overall thing is
faster
that...
Faster or slower, Roxanne? Because you're making the same noise for both.
The overall... it's confusing sometimes. I don't really know what I want. The overall goal is that they want a home.
Okay, Elena.
The travelers want a home. Yes. They want a home, but they can't have one because the witches have made it so that they can't.
Yes.
Now, the doppelganger blood can revert the witch's curse. So if you drink it... But they need more blood because they need to be able to revert the curse so that they can be humans.
So they all need to do this. They all need to transition to vampires and then drink the blood. So
and then transition to being humans.
But so why does, if it worked, why did Sloane have to die?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't.
He just says, like, you can't come with us.
But
he, like, you can't sit with us.
So you get that, like that, but you don't get Liv. No, but okay, so Sloane's transitioning, and then the blood of the doppelganger will undo the magic that the witches have done to keep the travelers apart. But if she drank that and she reverted back to her original self, does that mean that she came back completely human and not
yes.
a traveler? So that's why she had to die?
Yes.
So then why? So then how so are they going to do
is it? Is Marco's going to kill all of these travelers?
No.
Or maybe there's another step because he just said we're one step closer to becoming. Our own.
And like, then he said we just need a lot more blood.
Yeah. I don't know. Very interesting situation because it's frying my brain.
What? We
no,
can sneeze?
It's, just, it's a lot.
No, I just, it's a lot, Roxy.
Oh, it's a lot.
I'm very overwhelmed right now.
I agree.
I'm too.
And then I realize that I'm a human and right now I feel like I'm in some kind of world.
Faster or slower because you're pretty much doing the same thing for both.
You're right.
I'm kidding.
Stop
girls.
Trying to make it work, Roxy.
It's
just
not going to work. I know. It's girls. Just the least fetch ever.
So, Jeremy, Matt, Bonnie, Tyler talk. And that's when Enzo had passed through the body. And he wants revenge. And
Tyler?
Did I say Tyler? No, I said Enzo.
Jeremy, Matt, Bonnie, Tyler.
Oh, they talk about Tyler.
Oh, they talk about Tyler. I was going to say, was Tyler back? No, okay.
No, they talk about Tyler.
That's some Tyler tea.
So next week, Priory saving Tyler?
Yeah, at this point, they figure that the travelers have him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the time, Marcos wasn't paying attention that it wasn't Julian, that it was Tyler who was hanging out there. So since he's a hybrid, it makes him stronger to be able to fight a traveler in the body.
But unless they feed him the blood, and then what happens to him?
That's too much thinking right now.
Okay.
If he feeds Tyler the blood, well, it's not a witch's curse. Or I guess it is. If you think about it, the hybrid was a witch's curse, right? Close being...
Well, his mother was
a witch.
It was an accident. Klaus being a hybrid was an accident because his mother... did something.
But remember,
bad.
He had to do a curse
moonstone with the moonstone.
See, I think that's witchcraft, so I wonder if Tyler was to drink that, if he would maybe just go back to being a werewolf.
Well, being a vampire is a witch's curse as well.
But it was Elena's blood.
Damn.
It was Elena's hybrid blood that made. It was Elena's doppelganger blood that made the hybrids become hybrids because it sealed the moonstone.
Right,
because
then it became Klaus's blood.
Yeah,
yep.
Because the witches tried to trick it into making Klaus think that the doppelganger had to die.
So are we trying to drain Elena and Stefan of their blood now? Is that, like, what their goal is?
I feel like it's, like, kind of one of those things we want to keep them as pets and drain them mm-hmm. right to the very end and then let them get their blood and keep
like
on draining
them. Like what Klaus
wanted
to do with Elena the second he knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you remember when Rebecca Everybody went all crazy and, like, squeezed the blood bags?
Yeah.
Good for her. That was funny.
I want to suck your blood.
That's what she did.
What
Good
she
times.
Do?
You look just like her.
Any Never last again. Things before we get into predictions? Because I feel like I just need to talk about what I think is going
to
happen.
I need to know what you think.
I still don't understand why Sloane died. I mean, we can go to predictions, but this whole Travelers thing, the second I think that I get it, I start thinking about it, and then I think that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know why they're there. I know what they're trying to accomplish. I just, why did Sloan have to die if that's what they're going to do to all the rest
of
them?
I don't really get what they're trying to accomplish because they've all been able to inhabit other people's bodies and they've been able to live in towns like that. They just haven't been able to live in towns as themselves as home. So it just seems like, what, you guys want to be so, if you're humanized, then you're able to be killed. Mm-hmm. Why would you want, you know, they want to be what in this home?
They want to not be inhabiting a body. They want to be themselves.
Right, but as what?
As themselves, I mean, as a traveler. They want to be a village of travelers, all hanging out and living together.
But it doesn't seem like this blood makes them travelers. It seems like it makes them humans.
Yeah, so there's an issue.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's head into predictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
This is less of, I mean, it is a prediction, but it just goes off of what it was. Why, Jesse and I couldn't get over this, why did Damon have to say 15 times to Stefan, Enzo defended you, Enzo defended you, Enzo defended you? Like, is it that important that we know that because that's going to play a part in terms of Enzo seeking revenge?
Yeah, because it's going to make this whole drama of Stefan killing Enzo, making it a secret, way bigger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it's like the second someone gets hurt or dies, now all of a sudden they were the most important person to me. And I knew that Damon and Enzo were close, but I thought it was more of just like a bad boys running together as a pack type thing. I didn't think that it was
the equivalent of killing Lexi.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was like, this is not the equivalent of that.
It kind of is.
That's what they're trying to make it seem.
It just all seems too... Honestly, a lot of the stuff happening on Vampire Diaries, and I think this is why I don't really know how I feel about it. I just feel like this season was kind of forced.
The reason is because you know shows that didn't have a plan. You know, like, I can tell the show didn't have a plan.
But how not if there's books? Like...
That's a really good point.
We're basing it off of...
That's a really good point. I want you guys at home to tell us how close were we basing this off the books, because I feel like how could this Enzo character be in the book, you know? Like, is there... Or even the books, like, did we know we were going to end where we were going to end up before we started? I don't know, because it just seems weird that Enzo would never once be mentioned in all the seasons, and I don't know.
I'm going to have to start reading the books.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
We'll do it on a book club.
Books are gone online, baby.
At DXANA says the reason they used Tyler was test what would happen if you drink the doppelganger and they will not need Tyler anymore. Or Taylor. He's saying Taylor. Who's Taylor? You mean Tyler?
Tyler, I think.
You mean Tyler.
Maybe means
Sloan. The reason they used Tyler was test that they would happen if you drink the doppelganger and they will not need him anymore. So you won't need...
I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm confused. Aww. Shout out to Erin Kelly for being a Selena fan, though.
Yeah, for real. I see you.
Love, because the Twitter love is amazing, but hate the Selena.
Okay, you're my life. Anyways, moving on, we're heading to get the hell out of here because I'm fried. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I can't even, like, make up something that's going to happen at this point. I'm kind of just in this place of, like, Julie, where the hell are we going? I'm excited to see where we're going. Kind of nervous because people are dying left and right.
Yeah, I think that they're going to come up with a way to save the other side, obvi. And I also think that Liv is convincing Bonnie that she will die with the other side so she can sneak in and steal her man. Nice. I think it's alive.
I'm right there with you. Let's know what y'all think. Are y'all team... If you think Liv is good, you can be team Liv.
I'm a sucker.
If you think Liv is evil, you team Bonnie.
I'm a sucker. Let us know what you Liv. Think.
I'm team Bonnie.
I'm team Bonnie,
of course, but it's not Bonnie or Liv.
I mean,
it is.
Actually, it kind of is.
Then I'm team Bonnie.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
Well.
All right, and what's going on with Marcos next week?
I cannot believe he killed Sloan after Sloan did everything for him. He would not be back if it wasn't for Sloan. So I hope someone gives him what he gets coming.
It's one thing. Degaff. He's so degaff, yeah.
You're right. He don't degaffs.
Care. He don't give a freak.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
That's some sweet Cali lingo for you.
We really want to thank y'all for tuning in and being such amazing fans and followers of our show. And we want to thank y'all for hitting us up on iTunes and getting us up there, because we do appreciate that.
Woo, 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 woo.
Make sure you guys hit us up on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a comment, tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
tweet me at the Bow Wow Gal or follow me on Instagram at Megan Medic.
You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.